There was a man who was very rich, and he died, and everyone showed up for the reading of the will that went something like this. To my beloved wife, I leave my house and $2 million. May God bless her for being nice to me. To each of my children, I leave $1 million. May they learn how to value their friendship. And finally, he came to the last person, to my nephew Dan, who always argued with me, never liked me, and said that I would not remember him in my will. You are wrong. Hello, Dan. Sometimes we misunderstand the meaning of words. Obviously, to be remembered in the will meant to be given something. But we also misunderstand God's work on this land. Often when I taught children, I said, we pray for things that we can't do ourselves. You don't pray to God, oh God, help me tie my shoes today. You bend over and you tie them. Today, adults sometimes forget we have the ability to stop all wars. We have the ability to get rid of all famine. We have the knowledge and the ability to cure many, many diseases. What stops us from doing so? Our own distorted view of the world, hatred, anger. There are people in families who do not talk to each other for years. This is not something that we should pray to God to. God, give me the knowledge to stop wars and famine and anger. But we pray to God to give us the wisdom or the courage to do the right thing. People often ask, why does God not stop all diseases? Why did he not stop us from dying? Because God treats us like adults. In the world of physics, there is cause and effect. And in the spiritual world, in the human world, there is cause and effect. God lets nature play itself out according to the rules. But he also says, you can cure all the diseases if you work hard. You can stop all war and famine. You can make this world so much better if only you want to. If you want peace, work for justice. If you do everything right, one of the tragedies of this world is you can do everything right. And someone deep in their heart can have anger or hatred and refuse to be happy. I had a friend who always said, I may be happy, but I won't like it. So there are people who fight against their own happiness and joy. And sometimes even we, and you may have had this experience, when we are doing something wrong, we know it's wrong. We know it's going to hurt us and the people that we love, but we do it anyway. This is not the right way to live. And last week, I spoke about Ebenezer Scrooge, the character in A Christmas Carol, and how people often just remember that he was a miser, that he was a bad person, but forget how the story ends. And the reason I bring this out, because your story and our story is not ending yet. You have the possibility to be like Ebenezer Scrooge, to wake up on Christmas morning and to say, it's not too late. It's not over. I haven't missed Christmas and I haven't missed my life. I can change. The old person is not here anymore. A new person, a new child of God and a child of light has arisen in my heart. The story of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens is a story about redemption, a story about a person who realizes that he has the choice to become a great person. Even the words Merry Christmas got their start in that story in the 1840s. So today I say to you, those who celebrate Christmas and those of us who will be celebrating Christmas on January 7th, the beauty and blessing of our individual story lies in the great furnace of real happiness that Scrooge showed us, that realizing whether Christmas is here or not, every day is an opportunity to change, because God gave us the great gift of choice that we could exercise anytime we want. As long as we realize, don't trap yourself. What happened to you, what was, or what people said about you, realize the freedom that you have. There is no future in the past. The future lies ahead of you. If you want to realize, even today, in the next hour, it's not too late. You haven't missed your life. You can become a new person. All you have to do is want to do it. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.